Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I think we're going to have to do something about your appearance.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm cuddly.
What the hell is wrong with you two? Everybody's working.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, how good?
Very good.
Show three, and big names come in every time the Rush Hour goes to air. It's how it works. Sam Wood,
ooh,
former bachelor in here.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to tell us about the amazing world of Sam Wood, because he's global everywhere, but sort of recipe books,
yes,
gyms, wellness, lifestyle stuff. Love him. He's on his way in, and he's also going to straighten you up, and you need it.
Why?
Well, because you're all over the place.
No, I'm not.
Physically and mentally. So he's coming in to give you a short back and sides. I'm looking forward to that. And then second hour midweek rub,
yep,
with Naif Brown.
Naif.
And Damien Barrett.
Damo, indeed, Jimmy boy. Great to see.
I'll tell you what else we got before we get to that.
A
couple of opportunities for the family to get involved. But also four doubles, if you don't mind, umpire, please,
no,
to Carlton Richmond tomorrow night at the Triple MCG.
Mm.
Four doubles.
Four doubles. That's eight, Jim. Mm.
That's
and
it.
And you cannot get them. It's going to be a big one. One more sleep and before round one.
That's it.
And then two more sleeps before round two and the Cats and the Maggie.
Oh,
come on, Pussycats. Right. G'day to you. G'day,
nice,
listeners. G'day to you, Raps.
And in their first innings, the Blues are going okay. Someone forgot to put a score in.
Oh, come on, Chompers.
Yeah.
Come on. The Chompers.
That's when Victoria were bowled out for 95.
Oh, come on.
And then he goes, and New South Wales, and there was no.
Oh, no.
And he goes, they're going okay. You know what they were?
What?
9 for 90.
Oh, come on,
that
Chomp.
Was 19.
Where's he at, the Chompers?
Well, it wasn't his fault.
I tell you what I'm looking forward to with the Chompers.
What?
I know we got lots of stuff to get,
yeah,
through. I'm looking forward to the first Sunday footy show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's had an interesting off-season, Chomp.
Mm.
And, of course, Naif Brown, our man, who,
yes,
comes in tonight, has got, I understand, has got a top five ready.
Well,
of most awkward TV moments.
I think we've got to be a bit careful. The Chomps has warned us.
Oh.
Because over the tennis there,
hello,
he had a bit of a,
he did,
incident.
He did.
Thanks, Chompers.
He did.
He had an incident.
He did.
And I don't know if we're allowed to use that.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
He's... What, so someone stepped in and said to Naif, you're not allowed?
I think Tony stepped in and
did
said,
he?
You're not allowed.
Did he just? No, he, yeah, won't, he wouldn't do that, Chompers. He's able to laugh at himself.
Is he?
So we'll be watching Sunday.
He's good.
Just to see how that goes.
Oh, good show that. Lordo's right, still on it. Kane.
You.
Me.
Oh, that, you're still on that one?
Yeah. At the minute, Chip. At the minute, yes. Hey, a couple of little things,
yes,
and then I want to ask you a question about
on
cricket.
Yes, please.
But Carlton, they've got about five or six new players, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
A couple from other
clubs. Sam Walsh,
of course, and Will Setterfield.
Yes.
Mitch McGovern. He'll,
yep,
be a great pickup, mm-hmm, for him. Nick Newman, good player from Sydney.
Yes, Sydney.
Michael Gibbons and Alex Fasolo.
Michael Gibbons, the mature age rookie out of the VFL, who,
yep,
we've heard lots,
Gibbo,
about too.
Exactly. So. And Fasolo, they're going to be in the Carlton colours tomorrow night.
Nice.
The Doggies are going to play pick 7, Bailey Smith, very good player.
Without a JLT run.
Without a JLT,
not
but a very good player. Tom Lynch will play.
Nice.
I was sure he wasn't going to play, but Dimmer Hardwick said that, so you'd reckon he plays, Jim. And DeGoey also is going to play. That's what Nate Buckley said. He's fit to go.
Good. He's a star.
I've got,
we need to see him.
And we'll talk more of that with, of course,
the boys when
Flory.
They come in. Yep.
But I wanted to talk to you, Jim. This, yep, is interesting. In test cricket,
yes,
hasn't happened for over 100 years, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
What they are proposing is that players' names, Jim, and numbers are on the back of their whites.
I don't like it.
Why?
Well, because tradition can only stay in this one part of the game.
Yes.
Every other part we've slaughtered when it comes to the beautiful tradition of cricket.
Yep.
BBL, IPL, one-day cricket, coloured gear, names, numbers, all of that belongs in the shortened forms.
Fair enough.
And I don't mind it in first-class cricket either, because if you turn up and watch a Shield game, there are lots of people out there you don't know.
That's right.
So it's nice to see a young bloke playing in his second or third first-class game with his name and number so you know who he is.
Yep.
If you don't know who a test cricketer is, Bill, when you're turning up to a ground, something's wrong.
Fair enough.
But I also love the cream gear. I love the cable knit sweaters. I don't want that tampered with at the highest level.
The baggy green.
I love the baggy green. I want it all left as it is. It's the last bastion of proper traditionalism within our game.
Yeah.
And no, I don't want it touched.
I think I'm with you, Jim. You're spot on. Speaking of Sheffield Shield games, Victoria taking on South Australia over there in Adelaide, Jim.
What's happened to South Australia?
South Australia, your mob. 4 for 96.
Oh, my
and guess
goodness.
Who's taking three of them?
Oh, our man, Patel.
Patel.
Love him, Bill.
Unleash the Patel.
We just got to get him safely. I don't know how we do it, whether we cotton wool him. I don't know what happens. Yeah. We need to get him to that first test in England.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to quote the great gladiator Russell Crowe,
what'd he say?
Unleash hell.
Unleash.
Just get him coming down. Downhill, Bill, and disappearing the Duke past the nostrils of a couple of these to and froms who don't like it.
They don't like
it. They don't want any piece of it.
No, no.
I like that. I want Big Stark. I want Pat Cummins. I want the lot just charging.
Hazelwood.
Good.
Yep. Unleash the geese.
That's it. Well, not quite. That's a different thing. He was the coach of Richmond.
He was. I saw him on the
whole
weekend.
Different thing.
Oh, well, it still rhymes.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Sam Wood coming in next, and I'm looking forward to it. You know why?
Why?
Because he reminds me aesthetically of myself.
He's still got those big chompers.
And he's straightening you up. And I want to hear about that too.
Sam Wood in the studio.
Our man wanders in. Welcome to you, Woody.
Thank you for having me, boys. I do have big chompers, don't I, Billy?
You do. G'day, Sammy. Great to see you, mate.
Good to see you guys.
Jeez, you're
as well.
Looking fair. Have a look at the guns on him.
I'm going all right for a nearly 40-year-old.
Nearly
I'm okay.
The hair slicked back.
Ah, shush.
You've had the teeth done.
Well, I was coming to see you, boys. I can't turn it up a little bit.
Now, we're going to get in the second break to where you can help Bill, because never has a man needed more help. So we're going to get to that. But what's been going on, please? The woodshed, I drive past it regularly on the Nepean Highway.
That's
what happens in there?
Woodshed's my gym. So we specialise in small group training and personal training down there in Brighton. And then I've got my online fitness program, which, to be honest, I can't believe how crazy that's gone in 3 amazing years.
So explain that to us. What happens there?
So you do a different video workout with me every day. You get an eating plan every week, and you can swap and drop your recipes based on your food preferences. And then you get daily videos from me in real time to keep you motivated, keep you supported. And there's this great community of other 28ers that support each other. It's just the way technology is. Yeah. You can do things. I mean, it's like Netflix has done it to videos. You can do things in this online world now that you just couldn't do before. I always thought, oh, you're not going to be able to connect with people like you can with and you've got a gym.
Mm.
It's better.
Face to face.
Touch them every day in some way with videos. You can answer their questions. Facebook Live. I do live workouts with them from my lounge room at home, and I've got 3,000 or 4,000 people around the world sweating it out with me from that lounge room.
So someone in Burnie and Tassie can be doing that live with you.
In their lounge room.
We've got people in the UK,
really?
All over Europe, all over America, whatever time of day it is, joining me for a 28-minute workout using their babies as resistance, or all you need is the couch and some light dumbbells and smashing it out, and then, getting online and telling each other.
That's good. Because it's only 28 minutes, Jim.
We can all do that
every day.
You can, Bill.
Hello?
I'm liking what I'm hearing, Bill.
Hello,
I'm liking
Bill?
What I'm hearing. Have we got a combo?
Not every day.
Oh, Bill, every day.
You need a day off in between,
just
in case you get sore. From the dips.
So 14 minutes for you then?
No, 28 days, Monday,
look, there's nothing,
Wednesday, Friday.
I mean, you can mix it up.
Yeah.
The high-intensity workouts, if you do them every day, particularly as you get a bit older or you're a bit heavier, can be a bit hard on the joints.
Yes.
So having high-intensity one day, walk the next high-intensity one day, you'll still, in under half an hour, if you push yourself at least 3 times a week,
that's
you will
it.
Get unbelievable results.
Well, so you've got to look at me like I'm pregnant.
Right, okay.
No, he's already done that.
No.
He walked in.
Well, I saw a little photo of you in 1989 in your short shorts.
Yes.
And now here you are 30 years later, and it's a little bit different, Bill. Well, how much weight difference is there in that photo?
Oh, 50 kilos. But but that's 30. No. It'll be 30, but that's 30 years. 1 year is not bad.
But that's, well, it's
30 years.
I don't know if it's a
what
wonderful
did you look
achievement,
like
but
when you...
it sneaks up on you.
It does. Are you still married?
Yeah, going strong.
Oh,
Snez is 25 weeks pregnant with our third little girl. And things are pretty hectic at home.
Because for those who can't remember, he was off The Bachelor and met
right.
Snez.
That's right, Snezana.
And still going strong and has about to be 2 kids in.
A lot of people wouldn't have thought that would have happened, and I was probably one of them, to be
Sammy,
honest.
Sammy, how did you see the finale of the recent Bachelor, where old Honey Badger just had 24 to choose from and couldn't arrive at one.
Well, I didn't watch the whole season to the letter or anything, but we did watch the finale, Snedge and I, and we were both gobsmacked.
No, I think the whole country was gobsmacked.
Yeah, we did not see that coming, and it wasn't. I mean, I understand. There's a part of me that goes, you know what? If you're not sure he did the right thing, because it's wrong to choose someone if, just because you feel you have to.
Yeah.
But I can also understand people get so emotionally attached to this show. They go on the journey all the way. I mean, I still get an occasional peanut send me a message on social media saying you picked the wrong girl.
Oh, no. Not possible.
Two and a half years later and married and with kids. It's like, I think I made the right choice.
Well, actually, the five bachelors, Jim, there's about three that are still with their wives and had kids and things. So it's worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
The Aussie show has an incredible strike rate. When you look at the American one, which is a bit more dramatised and sexual and it all gets a bit carried away pretty early. You know, most of them I think are just looking for fame. You know, quick, you know, 5 minutes of fame and, you know, get some social media followers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought this is a wacky way, but who knows what might happen to meet someone, and it kind of worked out amazingly.
But he let us down, the Honey Badger. Let us blokes down, Jim. He had, what, how many girls to pick from?
24.
24. Couldn't find one. Then he acts like the big Aussie ocker, drives a dead dingo's donger and all that crap.
Yeah, I thought you might be a fan of the Honey
Badger. Well, I was until he walked out. That's
he's funny real. And he's a good, he seems like a good bloke. But I understand.
Are you a married at first sight man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Adam Hooked.
Math.
What
hooked.
Goes on there? Oh.
What are you hooked on?
Oh, look, it's starting to get a bit thin in the tooth. I loved it at the start with the drama, but oh, yeah, no, it's pretty.
Jeez, they've all had some.
Oh, yeah, it's a shocking guilty
they've
obsession.
All had some work, haven't they?
Oh, I love
plenty
it.
Of work.
Oh,
plenty
wow.
Of work.
All right. Jeez, Jim.
Hey, Bill, crikey. We need to get to a
poke
break.
Your eyes out.
And when we come back, turn Bill off.
Yeah, I have.
He's lost his focus. When we come back, we're going to find out what Sam Wood can do to shed. I reckon it's got to be 20, Sammy.
We can lose 20, Bill.
20 kegs
easy.
Off our man, easy. And it needs to happen very soon.
Don't make goals.
The man who's got a massive job ahead of him, Sam Wood, in the studio.
Righto, how are we going to shed 20 kilos off our meat? He looks like Butterbean at the moment.
So you said before, Billy, don't make goals like that. And you're actually onto something, because you probably shouldn't set too big a goal or too long-term a goal.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. It becomes, you become a bit disoriented and you're disenchanted with it all. So,
yes, Jim.
I work in 28-day blocks.
Yes.
Yes, please.
It would take you 3 to 4 of those blocks to knock off 20 kilos and have them off you forever.
Bill.
No, that's
and
a
you
lot
wouldn't
of
have
days,
to work
Jim.
Out.
56 at 64. That's 84 days.
Yeah, but that's
3 months.
We don't care how many days it is. We just want to get the 20
kilos. But
kegs
don't
off
you want to lose it and keep it off?
Well, haven't you got a tablet or something?
No, that's the thing. There's no magic pills or anything like that.
Cut my arm off.
We can do that. We can do that. What are you doing exercise wise at the moment?
Well, I do a bit with my good friend Andrew Buse. Busey.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
When was the last time you saw Busey?
A bit on Saturday night.
Oh.
Did a really solid 4-hour session.
And if I'm lucky, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. No, I do Busey once or twice a week, and it's a bit like.
He's a trainer?
He's a trainer.
Right, okay. Yeah.
F45.
Yeah, right, okay. So F45 is the right type of training.
Own pace. I don't break any records there, because you've got to be careful, because I'll blow up and then won't come back.
You've already blown up. We're trying to get you going the other way. Bill. What we need you to do is take this seriously. We're talking about shredding for the wedding, Woody, which everyone's doing now.
Yep.
Of course, they're taking a pre-photo and a post-photo.
Yep.
So what we want to do with you and Bill is to get one of Bill with the old comics, you know, out, and then in how many, a couple of months' time,
we can do shorter. I mean, it depends how seriously you want to take it. If you wanted to lose, and because you're a big bloke with lots of muscle, sports background.
Yes.
If you took this seriously, you could lose 20 kilos in 8 weeks.
Bill.
But you got to take it seriously. If you wanted to work at a 7 out of 10 and do it over 4 months, you can.
Well,
come on, Bill.
We need to videotape you doing a 28-minuter.
Yes.
I can train you a couple of times on top of what you're doing busy a week.
Let's have a look at what you think, and then we'll work it out.
What does that mean?
Well, because some things don't work on my body. I can't run.
Bill,
that's all right.
We'll get you to the woodshed.
Yes.
And we'll get Sam and you one-on-one. We'll get it videoed, put it up so people can see the gold.
Yes.
And then we'll just watch it gradually fall off you?
The most important question, am I allowed to have a frothy?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
Bill?
Yes, you are.
There you go.
Yeah, Jimmy. Mate, it can't be sustainable if you cut out everything you like. We just need to have a few little rules around
righto.
It.
Well, no, yeah. We'll have rules. I'm happy yeah. with rules. All right.
How would you go with 5 alcohol-free days a week? Oh no, we've lost him. We've lost him.
Bill, come on.
Five.
We might start with 4 and we'll see
yeah,
how we go.
Let's start with 2.
I know it's footy season.
Start with 2.
Monday, Bill, Tuesday.
4 is you can do 4.
He can do 4.
All right.
That's so what we've got to sit down. I know I shouldn't be telling you what to do because you're the boss, Sam Wood.
And I don't know if I am the boss in this
28bysamwood.com. That's how you join.
That's it. So you can do my online workouts on your off days. You can see me once a week for a bit of an accountability check-in.
That's like what we're going to do. We'll get a video.
Get your food sorted.
Yeah,
you want to train with my wife, do you?
Well, no, she can come along.
Watch the show.
Nowhere near you, Bill. I'll tell you what we're doing. We'll get a video of you and Sam one-on-one.
Yes.
And then I want to also get a video of you doing it online.
Yeah.
So in front of the screen.
We need some evidence.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
Yeah, we can do that.
Right. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Our boys in the IT department. Rudy? they'll do it.
Yeah, Rudy or Ethan will head down into your house.
Rudy's not coming to my house. You seen him? He's not right.
Bill. I reckon this is an absolute must, all right? Yes. 28 minutes a day, all your needs on your phone.
Yes, we can do that. All right, it's a deal, Sam, because I like you.
Right, shake hands.
Yep, shake hands.
Shake hands.
Right.
There we are.
Yep, the old fingers crossed.
No, we're in, Woody.
We're going to put that up.
Good man.
Rabsy.
Triple M Rush Hour.
Righto, so we'll get the video of that up.
Might even go off the frothies for a while. We should do that with the listeners.
Bill,
have a month off.
Let's just forget about the listeners for a second. Get you sorted.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some fatties out there listening. They'd like to join in, would he?
Yeah, we get a little team together.
We get a nice little fat squad.
I'm off the booze until my wife has our next baby.
When's that?
Not till the end of July.
So
I made a pact with her, which I've never done
before.
Might
be taking over some bumps. Get it out early.
But, Sammy, looking at you, you don't look like you're struggling to keep the weight off.
No, but I loved a beer, and I found it. I was on a bit of an all or nothing person. So if I find it hard unless there are clear rules. That's just me. I don't think everyone needs that, but maybe you need some rules as well. Around your food, around your alcohol, around your water, and how many workouts a week. Doesn't have to be every day, but I think we need to get you closer to 4 or 5 than 2 or 3.
And what counts as a workout?
28
Sorry,
minutes.
Sorry, well, anything gets your heart rate up and your muscles working for at least 20 minutes. That's what counts. Does it go for 20 minutes, Bill?
Depends how many
Sammy, you are a star. We look forward to seeing you shortly, putting Bill through his paces.
I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Now,
cheers,
28bysamwood.com.
That's it.
And it's everything there. Training, nutrition, very important. The mind, getting sleeping better and things like that. And support. You're never alone.
You're never alone, mate.
Well done, Sam.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Four doubles to Carlton versus Richmond to give away too.
Yeah, we have. Love that. And, of course, Nath Brown not far away. Damo Barrett as well.
Four doubles. What the hell?
Yeah, good. Speaking of what the hell, nice, Bill. You just headed us there.
Hit it, Rudy.
I think we've. I'm going to open it, mate. We've only got
the Subway. What the hell?
A couple of these things.
It's called it Subway. Can you believe that?
Nice. What the hell?
That's it.
Nice Subway.
It's better than his intros. What are you doing?
I haven't got one.
Bro. Well, don't play anything.
Nice Subway. All right. We're doing what the hell because, Bill,
it's
New Year's Eve.
When?
What is wrong with him? Seriously. New Year's Eve. Lisa and I are going out to have some food.
And then
we're doing the fireworks. So I said, righto.
Geez, nice.
I find it just a quiet, very quiet little Mexican. Not far from me.
Good.
And I thought, we'll just go and have some very light Mexican food.
Yep.
A couple of glasses of wine and then home for New Year's Eve fireworks.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Fireworks at home, Jim.
I get online, Bill. I have a look at the options.
Yes.
I see this very nice Bayside Mexican restaurant that has underneath the name, which I won't go with because I don't want to embarrass them, restaurant and bar.
Well, it says Mexican restaurant and bar.
That's what it said, Bill.
That's what I said.
So I thought to myself, self, this will work.
Yeah.
Mexican restaurant and bar.
Yeah.
And then I walk in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see up the stairs, it's a very quiet sort of little restaurant.
Quaint.
Up the stairs, it's got a sign to toilets.
Yes.
And a sign to tequila bar.
Oh, Jimmy.
So, Bill, not only has it got restaurant and bar on the front and online when you search it, then you walk in and it's got actually a thing that says
tequila bar.
Tequila bar.
Tequila.
So I'm thinking to myself, right, on New Year's Eve. So anyway, bloke comes over and goes, righto, what do you feel like eating, you two?
Yes.
And I go, look, at least you might just want another couple of minutes with the menu.
Whatever.
But I said, give us a look at the wine list.
We'll have a drink.
Guess what he said?
He said, what?
No alcohol at this place.
No, he did not, Jim. It's a bar, Mexican restaurant and bar and tequila bar.
With a sign pointing to a tequila bar within the restaurant.
What happened?
No alcohol.
Did you walk out?
What the hell?
Mate, what the hell?
Bill, New Year's Eve.
What kind of bar is it?
I reckon you're entitled to walk into a place that's a Mexican restaurant and bar and expect there to be alcohol.
You'd think there'd be
no
something.
No alcohol.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Anyway, hence.
That's what you said to yourself.
Exactly. 13353.
That's right.
I'll try that again. It's only the start of the year. So, in other words, hence.
Hence.
13353. What the hell? You know how this works. What are we giving away there, Rabsy?
Meatstock Festival tickets, Mooney Valley tickets, and some Nina and Pasadena, as always.
Oh, it's New Year's Eve. I'm not just a nice glass of Pinot Gris.
Frothy.
Not a drop of alcohol served at a Mexican restaurant and bar.
Gee. Right. And any fireworks?
It dimmed the fireworks. Ring us 13353. Give us your example of what the hell. I went to a Mexican restaurant New Year's Eve with my beautiful partner. It was a Mexican restaurant and bar.
And bar.
I said, give us a look at the wine list. No alcohol in this restaurant.
What the hell?
What the hell? Marshy Altona Meadows gets us underway.
Marshy, what happened?
Mate, g'day boys anyway. How you going, Bill?
Good, man.
Good.
That's the way. Look, I'm a bit like you, Billy. I'll be keen to get off the frost and lose a bit of weight, especially after wanting to take my little stepson, who was turning 18, for skydiving for his 18th birthday, me and the deer.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they told us you have to be 100 kilos or less, and I might have told a little white lie.
Yes.
And tipped the scales a little, and I said, well, how about I go with that little skinny man there that looks like Patrick Payne when he was a jockey, like, and then it'll all balance out, and like they're tagging the missus up with this other fella who's like a UFC fighter or muscle and nuggety, and I'm thinking, it's got to be a comparable weight, and they said, you're still over 100. I'm like, do the maths, boys. Like, what the hell? Like, it's going to be less weight. But anyway, that's my what the hell.
They didn't let you go, Marshy.
No, they didn't let me go.
Oh, no.
Actually, you might
guess
come.
What I did, Bill. I had a froth.
You might have to come with me to Sam Wood, mate.
I'm thinking that. I heard you before. Well, that sounds all right for me. Oh. That'd do me well.
Stay on the line. We'll get nice your details, together, Marshy. Jim. Oh, you will need help.
We'll go straight to the pub.
Tom in Endeavour Hills. Tommy.
Fellas, g'day. How you guys going?
What happened, Tommy?
Mate, I went to a wedding. Would you believe the bride was a little bit right-wing Christian group, I don't know, whatever sort. Yeah. Dry wedding, no alcohol.
What?
So, you know, you're looking forward. You're invited as a plus one with your girlfriend, not knowing what's going on. A whole bunch of my mates were all plus ones, not knowing what was going on. Oh. Turn up, go to the wedding, go to the reception. Going to have a few frothies? No, nothing.
Want to be good speeches.
Unfortunately, for the bride, you know, payback's an awful thing. Just down the road, we were somewhere in Clayton Springvale area at a hall, was a little bottle shop. So all the boys have piled out regularly are going down to the bottle shop, buying stubbies of VB and Carlton Draft, drinking it in the car park. So the bride's expecting to have a really nice wedding, everyone dancing on the dance floor and stuff. No, all the boys are out in the car park having beers. Karma's a bitch, mate.
No,
you got it.
Stay there. Will in Whittlesey. Hello, Willis.
Will. G'day, guys. Great to have you back.
Good on you, Willie.
On you, mate. What happened?
Last Saturday, I had a bit of time in between basketball games, so I thought I'd take the kids to lunch at a local burger franchise.
Yeah.
And after waiting in the drive-thru for about 10 minutes, get to the window, went to order our burgers, and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have any burgers today. We only have nuggets.
No way. It happened to me at a charcoal chicken last year.
Sure, yeah.
Turned up and they didn't have any chicken.
But if you go to a burger chain.
Well, you'd think they'd have a burger.
But you think
Yeah, well, you'd think.
That's what I was
What the hell?
No burgers.
Scott in South Morang, Bill?
No burgers here. Scott.
I don't want any burgers either, fellas.
Yeah, Scott.
I'm a truckie, drive a truck and trailer around Melbourne delivering cars.
Right.
In the last 2 days, I've been hit by four motorbikes.
They've hit you.
But, yeah, you know, coming up the Princess early in the morning in the peak hour traffic, you know, we're doing probably 10 to 20 K an hour, not very fast. Yeah. And all the bikes decide, because we're small, we'll go up the middle and scoot in between them. And that's what they were trying to do. One ran into the back of my trailer, one clipped my front bull bar. And it's like, fellas, you're on the road with all the stuff going on the road, you know, with 2AC and all that. What the hell?
Righto, Scotty. Thanks for that. Hitting him on motorbikes.
You don't do that.
Johnny from East Ringwood. Hello, Johnny.
G'day, guys. Good to have you back. Miss you over the break.
Yeah, good to have you, John.
So mine's a little bit different to all the other blokes. Yes. It is maths related, and Billy, that's married at first sight, just in case you didn't
know.
No,
I'm all over maths.
Maths.
Out the way. So the executive producer, Peter Walsh, came out last week and said, oh, I wonder, you know, I didn't expect all of the controversy and all that sort of garbage. And my first thought was, well, yeah, because you don't get a whole bunch of people who have a lot of underlying issues and depression and anxiety, all those sorts of things together in the same area and fill them with alcohol and expect no results, do you?
What do you think's going to happen, Johnny?
What the hell?
Oh, I tell you what, it has rated. Oh, that's what it has.
Through the roof, Jim.
Jeez, Julie.
Ned said, does this restaurant happen to be in Brighton, Jim?
I'm not talking about where it is, Bill.
Well, yes.
Just need to keep myself away from the... Julie's in Dandenong. Hello, Jules.
Jules.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm a truck driver and I come out on Monday morning and the truck was dead. Someone had knocked off the batteries over the weekend.
Oh, what the hell?
No, Jules.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell?
Took her batteries.
Yeah, took
what,
the batteries.
So what, RACV, Jules?
No, I had to go and get them in the other truck. I work for a company, so I had to go and pick up some batteries from the other...
How do you pinch a battery?
Oh, they took them out from underneath the... weren't locked in up the... Yeah, they're underneath the truck. Oh, so the two batteries. Know. I thought, oh, they'll come back on Monday because then I've got more now. But
I like it. All right, stay there, Jules. All right, what do we like there, Bill?
Oh, I'm Marshy. Yeah, couldn't like go skydiving. Yeah,
102 kilos.
Poor old Marcy.
Yeah. So what does he get, Radzi?
Marcy's going to head along to the Meatstock Festival. Sold out these tickets, so you're going to head along with the mate, meatstock.com.au.
And Jules gets something because she's just minding her own business, goes out to start her truck, and someone thumped her batteries.
Took her batteries,
all right, so something there for Jules too. All right.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
What about that?
This is the Midweek Rush.
This one is good.
Triple M rocks footy.
Got in the Midweek Rush today, the best news breaker in the business, Damien Barrett, although I've seen a recent top seven and I don't see his name in there, so I'm going to have to work out what's going on there. The cold front's moved in between the supercar driver and our man, and also former Richmond and Western Bulldogs star, All-Australian, and the hottest small forward in the game for about five rounds back in 2000 and... When was that?
10 rounds. It was about 10 rounds. 2005, Jim. 2005. It was a good patch, and I've seen too much of you. We did an hour boxing session this morning, and you had the sooks up a bit this morning.
I did. Well, you buggered it up. We've got an animal that trains us, right?
Yeah, I've heard this.
So the thing about it is you just got to be nice and quiet with him and let him have the day he's having. Never poke the bear. So anyway, after about three rounds, and I'm already cooked, Brownie, the half-wit sitting here, goes, I'm not sure he's on his game today, our man. For the next 45 minutes, Billy smashed me to death.
Good.
You know when you're doing a bit of pad work and the guy with the pad, sort of, he's not in sync with you and he messed it up a little bit and it takes time to get back into. So I just asked him, I said, are you okay? Ooh. His phone kept ringing. He looked a bit off.
And?
He took it out on both of us.
It's good.
He absolutely finished
Jim hit him, by the way?
He hits him okay, Jim. He just gets in there. He gets his job done.
Has he got ringcraft?
Ringcraft.
Oh, a little bit.
He tells us he has.
I'm not sure now, I'm ever fighting anybody. Let's put it that way.
I want to ask him about Jesse Hogan.
Oh, right.
That is the big news, I reckon. Because he's gone over there, big money, and said he's going to clean himself up and he's going to be right for round one. A week out, Jim, he's on the frothies.
Yeah, it's not a good outcome, obviously, Bill, is it? And you're right about him saying to the club that he was going to clean himself up. He was quite open in his assessments of his problems when the club asked him about them in the trade period of last year.
What was that situation? Because Freo would have heard the stories. They would have heard everything that happened over here.
Yep.
And they asked him directly, face to face.
Yeah, they did. And by all reports, Bill, and again, we don't report anything unless we feel, you know, or know it to be right. They did. And he was very open in how he answered those questions. And it was raw. It was, what are you doing? And he was open with it. They also, as you know, Bill, prior to that really in-depth interview with him, had put a pause on the whole negotiation around him. So they were, when you use the word awareness, yes, they were well aware. Melbourne was well aware too. So we get to this point, and now we're dealing with Jesse Hogan. I think it's in two issues now. Jesse Hogan, the person, and now Jesse Hogan, the footballer. But we're a football station. We talk about the football side of it. You're right, round one, unavailable and unavailable for some time. And Ross Lyon today is in a very awkward predicament with bringing him into the footy club on the back of other poor recruitment decisions. Yep. And this is him only an hour or so ago in Perth.
Well, I can put an overarching around Jesse. It really is a well-being issue here. It was an unavailability for selection because of the well-being issue and the mental health issue that we're working through. And there was no suspension. What's wrapped around mental health and well-being is out of that space can be some dysfunction and some escapism that goes down that path. So I'm not prepared to go into any more detail except to say it's really important that we respect that and we work through that and recover our athlete to back playing for the Dockers.
Of course it's a suspension, mate. To start being cute with words like this at this late stage, let's just call it for what it is. The club didn't like the condition in which he presented Brownie on the weekend just gone after the night before. And
but people are scared to question that at the moment.
Yeah.
Anytime it goes, and it's a shame because anytime it goes down that angle, people are going to pull back and they don't know whether they can ask those questions that need to be asked. And obviously drinking 8 days before a game, I mean, I remember playing around once, so exciting. You just get yourself set. There's obviously some underlying issues there outside of football that he needs to deal with before he plays football again, because drinking the night before a training session or 8 days before round one and you're the number one recruit going to that football club, that's massive alarm bells.
Mm. Well, not only that, Purple, but Ross Lyon, obviously an amazingly smart coach, would have been looking forward to this game, in other words, looking ahead to this game, and seeing that Robbie Tarrant mightn't get up. Mm-hmm. Scott Thompson isn't playing due to suspension. Magic Dore isn't available due to injury. So they've got the most depleted back line that North have put out now for probably 44 games.
Yep.
And now their main key marking forward ain't playing.
Yep. And it was going to be part of the double-pronged additions, wasn't it, with Laurie Lobb? And they obviously lost Lachie Neal in the off-season. And look, three seasons now since they...
Laurie Rob.
Is that what I said?
Is there a timeline on Jesse Hogan coming back?
No, there's not. And I would think now they've made the magnitude of this decision, Brownie, to step him aside on the eve of round one.
So we're talking an indefinite...
It's indefinite, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, he's got to prove himself now back to the teammates as well, because they're not happy. And they've long not been happy with some of the recruitment decisions they've made.
Yes.
Harley Bennell, Cam McCarthy. You need to throw Kirsten into that too, Bill. And when I say not happy, he has had a few little issues himself, which have raised the eyebrows of some teammates.
And before that, Ross Lyon had Andrew Lovett come to St Kilda. So
correct.
He's got history in that area. It looks like he tries to get players back to their best, but it hasn't worked.
All right, let's just be positive just for a second. Tom Lynch, your old mob, the Richmond, will play, and that sets up tomorrow night beautifully.
Yeah, pretty exciting. I mean, Tom Lynch, in a good side. I mean, we've seen him, what he does at the Gold Coast Suns, and to play alongside Jack Riewoldt, who's had a baby this week, that two-pronged attack, I mean, you'd wonder how Richmond get better. There's a few suggestions around there, how do they coexist, but I think Jack Riewoldt, a smart enough player, that forward line now is going to be the most lethal forward line in the competition.
Setterfield plays, Sam Walsh plays, McGovern, Nick Newman, Michael Gibbons and Alex Fasolo come in for the Carlton footy side.
The Faz, I like the Blues. I like what they've done over the preseason. They're excited and they've got so many round one draft picks on their list, Damo. It's only a matter of time. And people are saying they're not going to be any good, but it's only a matter of time. They are going to come with a... They're going to come fast at some point.
And are you convinced?
I'm not going to say they're going to beat Richmond this week. They'll go close, but I think Carlton are going to be a lot better than people give their credit for.
Games,
I'm expecting 8 to 10 wins out of Carlton.
You know how many they won last year?
Two.
The worst season the Carlton Footy Club ever had. They've got to improve. They've got to do something.
But they've got the cattle. They get Mark Murphy back. They've had a lot of players go out of the football club. And I think Brennan Bolton's had enough time now. I think
eight to ten
wins.
I'm convinced they've turned the corner, Brownie, but I'm not convinced they're going to win 8 games.
Mm. Well, but I'm with Bill, a bit like Brisbane.
Yeah.
They have to turn. When you've got that much access to the draft, you actually have to turn eventually. But I'm looking forward to that game just to see how the Blues, if they can hang in against an unbelievably good team. Mm. And then we get to the game Friday night. Yes, and the
this is the biggest one, I reckon, of the round.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be an absolute beauty. We see new names, I should say, Nath playing for Collingwood, who are already a bloody good side.
Yeah, Dane Beams comes in. What a midfield that is. I mean, that's got to rival some of the best midfields that we've ever seen in the game. And I think Collingwood are just building that list. I mean, they've got eight midfielders. Their sixth and seventh midfielder in Phillips and these guys, they can get 40 possessions. Their seventh midfielder is better than some of the first and second midfielders.
We had Tom Phillips in here yesterday. We went through it. There's 12. While he's eating food on air, which is unbelievable. But they've got 12 midfielders. They bat that deep.
Options. And Dugowie definitely going to play. We hear from Nathan Buckley, which is brilliant. Love that. Also, the chance of Moore playing centre half back. Elliott playing as well.
I really like Moore having been able now to get through a full pre-season, played the practice games down back, and this is what he was meant to and had planned to do last year. He's going to get a chance to do it this year. And I'm really looking forward to that going into this season as much as any individual in his new role.
And Roughhead too. He'll play down back.
Good player, Roughhead. He was a good player at the Dogs. I'm not sure where that all went wrong, Damo, but that is a massive pickup for Collingwood because he can play in the ruck as well. Grundy goes down, he can pinch it in there. That is a massive pickup, and I reckon he'll be more important than Dane Beams in the long run.
Your mob going to turn up?
Round one? They're there now.
Right.
Because since day one of training, back in November last year, you know one thing they've done after their poor exit from the finals last year? They have been intense. Their training has been intense from day one. And a new look forward line with Tomahawk and the Radigalia. And then you got Luke Dalhouse, Gary Rowan, Gary Ablett playing there. New look forward, which will hold the ball in this year. Not let it just
trample
out. Goal. So
you've got some inside knowledge.
Well,
is there going to be a debutante there, Bill?
Oscar Brownless? No. No, but there will be Jordan Clark. He'll play. And maybe Charlie Constable might play. And Tom Atkins is another one that's been outstanding. So some good kids
Jordan
there.
Jordan Clark is a good kid.
Oh, he's a very good.
Grabs it beautifully out of there.
And takes them on. Yeah, he looks around. He just says, I'll have a little run and a bounce.
Constable plays.
He certainly close.
Going to be a very good player.
Certainly close. In other words, no.
He's close, Jim.
Well, if you're saying close, he's not playing.
Well, I don't know. How do I know?
They've all trained with intensity, though, Bill.
I said that, you dick.
You'd hope.
Don't take the PIO. They've been very. No, they have from day one.
Have they?
And we'll see it tomorrow night.
Will we? Maybe Friday night.
Everyone's the fittest they've been at the moment, Damo.
That's it. Running on top of the ground.
Friday night.
And then six teams come Monday realising not any good.
Now, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to have a little break here.
Good.
I've got champion data in my sights.
Jim, this is a running thing with you.
I've got them in my sights.
You started it last year.
I reckon what they're starting to do is work some real bullschlack.
You've employed the former head of the
hoodwinked us in the media. We just tip into it. So I'm going to have a look at that next. I'm also going to ask you about Taylor Harris.
This is the Midweek Rub.
The chance is up.
Triple M rocks footy.
Nath Brown, Damien Barrett in. Now, the Sounding Board, which is, of course, a podcast you do with Craig Hutchison, otherwise known as the V8 supercar driver. I should get paid a fee because I notice, I get told that every single week I cop a clip.
You do.
But the Sounding Board this week, Hutchie has ranked the top seven newsbreakers in footy.
Yep.
Tom Brown, Sam McClure, Jake Nile, and we work our way down to Reece Homfray.
Mitch Cleary. From Adelaide.
Mitch Cleary's there. Tom Morris is in there. So,
but doesn't he employ you to do that?
The man who's in there, not in there, is you.
Oh, he had his own little asterisks on who could and couldn't get in there, and he spent all of 31 seconds putting that list together,
Jim. And decided to leave you out.
See how he rolls.
The number one newsbreaker in the game.
How is Hutch going?
Yeah, well.
Good. I haven't seen him for a long time. Is he biggish?
Yep.
Good.
Hey,
he's doing well on that. He's about 80, 40 days off the alcohol.
Ooh. I need to take a look at champion data, Nate. It's been concerning me for a long time. It reminds me of Hawkeye in cricket.
Yep.
We hand the beautiful game of cricket over to technology, and if you've watched a lot of cricket over the journey, you look at an LBW and you go, there is no way that's going over the top. And then Hawkeye comes through and it's 6 inches over the bales.
Get it wrong.
Absolute garbage. So I'm having a look at champion data here, and it's ranked the following players as elite. But no higher ranking you can have in their rankings.
No.
Paul Seedsman. Daniel Rich, Sam Menegola, Trent Dumont, who I love, the Frog, and Matthew Suckling are all rated elite.
The Frog.
So they are rated, Damo, above the following names. So, in other words, in a higher category than Scott Pendlebury, Josh Kelly, Sean Higgins, Marcus Bontempelli,
oh, it's not working.
Joel Selwood, Jager O'Meara, Josh Kennedy. Now, give me a spell,
yeah.
Champion. I don't know where you're coming from or what you're representing, but that is absolute bollocks.
You know when you have those formulas, Jim, and they allow you to then get to an answer? When you realise the answer is as it is there, you then need to then go and tinker with the formula.
I reckon.
Yeah. Or just tell people you have and take certain names out.
Average players, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Sean Burgoyne.
That's it.
Joel Selwood, Trent Cotchin are just average players.
Average players.
Now, well, what is the criteria? We need to know that.
All I know is this. If you went to the 18 senior coaches and you went with the second list we read out, Pendlebury, Kelly, Higgins, Bontempelli, etc., and you said, tell me which of these elite names, Seedsman, Richmond, Agola, Dumont, Suckley, etc., exceed any of them, what do you reckon all 18 would say?
You're bullswag.
Not a one. So, champion, wherever you are, tidy your act.
When they got
right
the head of it. And they got this list out and they looked at it and they looked at the players, they would have said, I don't think we're going to put this one out.
That's right.
They shouldn't have. They absolutely
should. You went and employed the man who ran it for a long time.
I'm not employing anyone, Purple. I'm just in here doing all that we can do. What else appeals to? Now, tell me about Taylor Harris before we get onto the first round.
Yeah, for those who haven't caught up with it, over the weekend, kicked an amazing goal, as she has done regularly in the three series of AFLW.
Yep.
And Michael Wilson, a great photographer at the AFL Network, took a photo of just an athlete in full flight.
Yep.
And social media being what it has become, Jim, has decided to then react to that in so many ways that Channel 7, I don't want to be too critical of them at the moment, but they then decided last night to remove the photo of Taylor Harris from their social
media. Because the reaction had been so disgraceful.
And they couldn't control it. Now, to me, the problem wasn't the photo. It was the people responding to it. And not the masses, but some people responding to it. So they then returned the photo to social media on the back of other people having an issue with it. So they had a learning out of it too. But I think we all have to have a learning out of it to just somehow stop giving air and a platform to people who have such views. And
so what do you do then? Not put it up?
Well, you have to put it up. You might need to moderate it more efficiently.
Can't put it down when you do put it up, though. I mean, I think they'd get a sense of a victory there, all the trolls. And
it's exactly
to
what
be
they
honest,
wanted.
Though, let's put it in context. It's probably 0.5% of the population go on there and they comment poorly. I think the other 99.5% of people are pretty good, pretty good natured, and just go, gee, that's a nice pick, without having to comment on it. So you've got a really small market of idiots, basically.
Well, we saw it, didn't we, with Eddie Betts not long ago, Magic Door just recently. I mean, those two have despicably had to put up with the most disgraceful racism all of their careers. Mm. And you just wonder, are we ever going to get on top of this?
No,
especially
we're not.
Once social media gets worked over.
Unfortunately, we're not, because people will stoop to the lowest of lows and seek to do so. Brownie's right. All they want is an acknowledgement and attention. They get it when photos are removed from the platforms upon which they were published initially. And when I said before about we need to get better. We, as a collective media, I'm not going to point fingers anywhere, but we have allowed the minority to have the voice. I mean, people write stories about social media has gone into meltdown on the back of so-and-so, and they are referring to Twitter handles and Facebook postings where people have one or two followers,
Good
and
point,
they are worthless. Like, their opinions should not count, and yet we write articles about these people's opinions, and this is allowed to be festering to the point where we have to now, as a major organisation last night, Channel 7, remove a photo which will win awards and is an iconic action sports photograph.
It is a magnificent photo. Yep. Both legs off the ground, high in the air. It is unbelievable.
You ask, will it change? I think we're in the process of changing it just by having this discussion and the amount of uproar that has been brought about it.
I don't have as much faith in society, Brownie, that we will change.
But 5 years ago, like this would have been swept under the carpet. No one would have spoken about it. I mean, everything you see on Twitter today is supporting Taylor Harris, supporting the photo and denouncing the people who are trolling them.
That's true.
We are on a certain path to getting better, and hopefully something like this can make us better again.
And that's our opinions on this, and this is Taylor Harris's herself on RSN this morning.
If this can help a little bit, or maybe even deter a few people from making comments like that, or even suggestive comments, that's all I can do. I'm happy to put my body on the line and do anything for footy, really, and for my team. So, and if that goes so far as a photo that gets spread and creates awareness for AFL women's, then that's something I'm more than happy to do.
Just when you think we're making progress, Purple, we slide backwards. Mm-hmm. We only need to look to Christchurch to get a very good example of that. Now, let's move on to this round of footy. A couple of games I want to talk to you about, and Nafe, of course. Melbourne, the real deal. If they are, they should dispose of Port Adelaide.
Comfortably, I think, too, Jim. At the MCG, it's going to be a nice day on Saturday, but Port Adelaide come in with some pretty big expectations of falling down the ladder this year, but they've got four debutants. If I was Melbourne, I'd look at that and go, four debutants, four players have never played at football, four players are going to have to travel over to the MCG. I think Melbourne have got the upper hand in this game comfortably.
Have Melbourne got the best list this year? With Stephen May coming in. That was the only hole they had was down back.
It's hard to say who's got the best list player for player.
I reckon Melbourne
I think most clubs around the top four, top five have got the same list, same sort of list. I think then it becomes how well are they coached, how well do they gel together. The preface is just a great list, I think. You can't just have that without the coaching staff doing their job either.
All right, let's look at a couple of other sort of 50-50s maybe. Adelaide and Hawthorn. If Adelaide are the real deal at home, they should do a job on the Hawks.
Expect them to bounce back. Expect them to be really good. I mean, all their players back, all their players fit. Hawthorn, just with a few niggly injury issues, going over there, expect Adelaide to get the job done quite comfortably.
I expect them to scream right back up.
You're
to
big
the,
on them.
The top two positions on the ladder this
top
year.
Top two.
Yeah. All right, the Brisbane Lions take on the West Coast Eagles, the reigning premier, with a month less preparation.
Exciting the Lions are, but I still expect West Coast to win this game. But I think we've got to hold fire on Brisbane. They've had a great off-season, had a great end of last year, but I want to see them for a couple of games first to see if they've been able to bring that into round one
like
and two.
Them. I still like
GWS
them.
And Essendon.
Not as bullish about the Bombers as everybody else. Everybody talking maybe the Bombers will play finals again this year. I think GWS will win. Not sure whether the Bombers have got the kickers, the elite kickers they need leading into 2019 where you need elite kickers.
Well, speaking of kicking, I'm doing the Western Bulldogs-Sydney Swans game on Saturday night, Nafe and Purple. I had a good look at the Western Bulldogs in the JLT. I've never seen a team kick it worse. Take Bontempelli and Hunter out of that team. The rest of them couldn't hit a barn.
Yeah, and a lot of people thinking maybe Sydney will slide down again. We were speaking off camera before or off air before talking about how Sydney still have some really good young talent and senior talent.
Yep.
Expect Sydney to win this game. They play Marvel Stadium well.
I'll tell you what, by the way, we need to just say that it was a JLT. JLT. Game, so they'll be better in the main stuff.
Their goal kicking is horrendous too, the Western Bulldogs. Hey, Sunday footy show this week starts 10 o'clock.
I can't wait, Jim.
Yes,
Bill.
Chompers.
Yep. Chompers.
How Chompers will be back. Chompers. He had a big off-season, Chompers. Bigger than anybody. He had the tennis. He was okay at the tennis until the last interview. I'm not sure that we can bring it up, though, Bill. We've been told.
Well, we've been told, but I'm sure
top
you
five.
Will.
Are we under orders?
Well, they've got to be a top five.
Top five awkward TJ moments.
Oh, no. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, oh, we think we can.
are we under orders, Bill, to not raise it?
Well, I've heard.
Well, Tunnicliffe's already told me not to.
Really? Yeah. Must watch. It'll be the Sunday footy show.
And footy show tonight. You're on that too.
Yes. Me and Lord O just doing a contained segment on just a little bit that's going on around AFL. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, we have to tune in tonight, Damo. This is what we do. Just because
you bringing
clowns
the table
aren't on the Thursday night footy show anymore, you three baboons, I'm on there, and it's going to be ratings bonanza.
Oh, it's Wednesday,
by we'll be the judge of that tomorrow. It's up against the front
Limo.
Bar, of course.
Good luck to Limo and Nerilee. Yes.
The juggernaut that is the front
and
bar.
And Dylan.
And Fev.
And Fev and Croft. So got everyone on there. Mason back. Cox. Everyone on there tonight.
Burgoyne.
Now, when, as we let you go, when are we seeing you both, please? Purple, we're seeing you Saturday.
We'll see. I'll be there Friday as well, too, Jim. And then BT's big extravaganza on Saturday.
Stand by, Saturday, Rub. We're going to follow where the Brian's been, the Roma.
The Roma.
Because he's all over the place. What about you, Nath?
Thursday night, do Carlton, Richmond. Friday night and Saturday night.
Oh, nice servings of Nath Brown. All right, thanks for coming in, boys. Look forward to seeing you on the weekend. Now, Bill, before we get to the phone topic that we're going to get to the family with, of course, the footy show debuts, the new lineup tonight. But it's going to have to do well.
Why?
Because it's up against the front bar, which is a ratings juggernaut.
Yeah.
Our man Mick Molloy, Sam Payne, of course, flying. And tonight, special guest Mick Malthouse. They head out to Fitzy, who's with a grand final hero, but Britt Gibson, of course, AFLW star. And they have a look at Andy Marr. Did you see this? Running for the Carlton AFLW.
He runs for them.
So they've mic'd him up. And apparently it's very humorous.
Well, he wouldn't shut up, Andy Marr. He would not shut up the whole time he'd be out there.
All right, 9 p.m. it returns tonight on Channel 7, The Front Bar. Thanks to Adam Rowe, our man, for sending me all the info.
Good
remember
Rowe?
Old milkshake?
Rowe, old milkshake.
Now, Bill.
He got chubby for this, a while.
He did. Yeah. This is a segment we've done quite often on the show. What do you find hard to say?
That's exactly right. And you find a lot of things hard to say,
Bill,
Jimmy boy.
This isn't about me.
But I was listening to Triple M. I was listening to Triple M News one day, Jim, driving around in my car.
You find something hard to say. What is it?
Well, James Lake, the newsreader.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Accomplished.
That's it. And eloquent.
He said this in his little newsreel thing, Jim. he said, and I quote.
Well, this is a segment called What Do You Find Hard to Say, by the way. Yeah. Anything in your case.
And he said, Jim.
Yes.
A burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney to him.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
Oh, whoa!
And I thought to myself right then, Jim, I thought, gee, that's hard to say.
So I want you to have another go at it, please.
Well, he said, a burglar got stuck down a chimney. What's wrong with that? How do you say it then?
A burglar got stuck down a chimney. It's not that
That's
hard.
That's what I did. A burglar got stuck down a chimney.
Chimney. There's an L in there. A no, chimney.
Chimney.
A chimney. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, there you go. Chimney. No, there's no L in there. Anyway, 133352.
It's impossible to script any of this. Impossible. It is just impossible.
It's like when I went to Ho Ho.
Oh!
If I say I.
What are you actually trying to say?
What are you trying to say, Bill?
The country, the state, yes. Over in USA.
What is it?
No.
Which one? Let him go.
Don't you go to a break.
Imagine, I do this in my head, Rabs, all the time. I just imagine someone...
Ohio, you idiot.
Thank you, Bill. I imagine someone flying in from Chichester in England. Beautifully educated. Yeah. They fly into Melbourne. They go, you know what, I'm just getting picked up from the airport. I'll check out Triple M, 105.1. I've heard all about it. And see how they go broadcasting. And they heard that. They heard that last 3 minutes. Like, seriously, what the hell? 133353, what do you find hard to say? Rabs, what are we giving away, please?
Moonee Valley tickets. You and four mates can head along to Friday Night Lights. It's where excitement lives after dark, thevalley.com.au.
I might just get Matty if he can do it out in the booth, just to bump all of them together, please, and we'll play them before the end of the show. Catherine has just said, write all that down, Matty. There's your idiot file for Friday. Bill, you properly make me laugh.
Good.
Simon says, I'm going to have to ban myself from listening. At work, I'm pissing myself at my desk. Simon, if you missed some of the words that Bill found hard to say in the lead-up to this particular magnificent segment, here it is.
Well, James Lake, the newsreader.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Accomplished.
That's it. And eloquent.
He said this in his little newsreel thing, Jim.
Newsreel thing.
We got more.
Well, go on.
And he said, Jim.
Yes?
A burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
No. We can't have any more.
No.
Aaron, welcome. I'll get to some in a sec. Let's get to Aaron first in...
Azza.
Oh, where are you? Where are you?
Plumpton.
Plumpton. Where's that, Az?
Oh, just next to Hillside.
Fitzroy Way.
Righto.
What
do you find hard to say, Az?
Well, when I'm going through Macca's drive-thru getting a coffee and I want some extra sugar, I struggle to say sugar sachet. I pulled it off then, but normally I don't.
Why don't you just say sugar?
I just have to throw the sachet in.
Sachet, Bill.
Sachet. It's not hard. Sachet.
Oh, listen to you. Oh, beautiful. Chris in Tyabs, very nice part of the world. Hello, Chrissy.
Yabbies.
How you going, boys?
How are the yabbies?
It's not, go to the yabbies. It's not me, it's my brother-in-law. He can't say the word different. He pronounces it different. He sticks an M in there somewhere. He cannot say different.
Different.
Yeah, he just says different all the time. That's weird.
Bill's going to have a go at everyone that everyone finds
so far, sugar sachet.
And?
And different.
Thank you, Bill. Bo and one faggy. Bo?
Bo.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good, man.
I really struggle with the binoculars.
those things that you look at first. Yeah. Can't
binoculars.
Binoculars?
Oh, yeah, binoc. You got to say binoc.
Listen to binoc. Leos.
Yeah, that's it. Break it down.
Or binoculars.
Coolers. Binoculars.
Binoculars.
That's it. I love it, Bo. Well done, mate. Stay on the line. Damien Murrellbark. Hello, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going?
What good, do you mate? Find out to say?
Fire come in.
Oh,
early,
yeah, good. Yeah, good.
Hey, vegetable. Veggie table. I can't.
Veggie table. He says yeah. Veggie table. Oh. What's wrong with you, Damien? Oh,
I'm a nuffy.
I'm a nuffy, you reckon?
He's a nuffy.
Beautiful.
Vegetable.
I love that. Stay there.
Vegetable.
Dennis on the line from Brunswick. Dennis, what do you find hard to say?
Hey, fat man and Jim. It's not me, it's my wife. I've been married 27 years and she still can't say sorry.
Oh, there we are. Bam. Very good, Dennis.
I like that, Dennis. Yes. Very good. Stay there. Chris, where are we, Chrissy?
Yeah, how you going, gentlemen and Billy? it's not actually me that has the issue. It's my missus.
Yeah.
She cannot pronounce the word millennium unless she sings it in that stupid Robbie Williams song named by that word.
Can you say it, Bill?
Millennium.
Oh, he's clapping.
I said it, but Jim.
Millennium or something like yeah. that.
That's good. Stay yeah. there. And Alan and Oakley. Hello, Al.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Hey,
I can't understand why Billy's having trouble saying the word burger.
Burglar.
Burglar. Just Burglar. Put la on the end of it, Billy. That's Burglar. It.
Burglar.
I don't reckon he has any problems pronouncing burger, Al, especially when it gets to about 11:45.
Not bad, Al's come up with.
Good
like
boys.
That. I like Tracy. That from Al. All right, Trace in Tarnete.
Hey, Trace.
Hey, guys, how you going?
What can't you say?
I can say it, but it's the Y generation that can't.
Yeah.
They always say anything, yes. everything,
yes.
something.
Yep.
They can't pronounce a G. It's always a K yeah. on
there. I yep. do that too. Always yeah. say that.
You can't anything. Do that, Bill. It's not good enough.
It's not good grammar.
You're dragging a decent wage out of being able to speak properly, so have a go at it.
Anything.
Callan in Berwick. Hello, Callan. Callan.
He
hello,
can't.
Mate.
He just can't talk.
Cal.
He couldn't
We've
say invisible.
All right. Bill, who did you like there by way of a prize?
Well, poor old Bo from one day.
Yeah, I like that.
He can't say binocular.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Bo.
Oh, you want him back?
No, Bo. No, he's
no,
good.
No, no,
he gets something.
Him.
I like
Fitz,
that.
He doesn't
no,
like
he
that.
Doesn't like that.
No, okay. Bo can get some then in Pasadena. How good's that?
All right. And I liked Al, who reckons Bill should be able to say the word burger.
Some Hume from Al.
That's
Al's,
it. I like that.
Al's heading along to the Friday Night Lights at Moonee Valley. Him and three mates.
Oh, beautifully done. All right. I'll tell you what we're doing next.
Callum it was, actually. I think.
What was it?
Callum.
Who what?
No, it was Callen.
What are you on about,
I'm
Bill?
Play.
Move on. Right on.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota construction dealer than supergroups.com.au.
No, here we go.
If you want a Kubota. Get a Kubota.
Yep. Supergroups.com.au.
That's
today
it.
Today was poor, so make today good.
And thanks to Foxtel, 131787. Righto, Jimmy, here we go. An elderly lady, Jim, complained to the local policeman that the man next door got undressed every night with the blind up at 10 o'clock, Jim. Every night, 10
yes.
o'clock, blind up.
Yes.
The policeman arrived on time the following night, Jim.
Yes.
Very good policeman, well done.
Yes.
And advised that he could not see anything. To which the lady replied, Jim, oh, no, 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 you actually have to stand on the chair.
Oh.
What about the old girl, Jim?
No.
She'd stand on a chair to have
no.
a look.
Nothing humorous
just,
about that.
Yeah, exactly. Just a K on the end of a really poxy joke. Come
that's
on.
That's good.
Bill,
mate,
that's not good.
Every night she's lined up.
The first one was decent. Your last two have been rubbish.
I like that.
We must have better jokes.
Good feedback too. I love it. Very good. Ben Guthrie likes it. Will Anderson loved it.
Oh, of course he did.
Ross Noble.
He's just reading a Twitter of like the profile.
Ross Noble.
What is
Ross
wrong
Noble
with you?
Loved it. AFL.com. I am the king of the divan. You are the king of the divan. I am the king of the divan.
Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131787 or search Foxtel.